Let's bring you some breaking news now coming in from Afghanistan. We're receiving reports of an explosion inside a Shia mosque in the southern city of Kandahar. Security sources say there are casualties. Stephanie Decker is in Kabul. Let's bring her in to the show. So what can you tell us about this explosion?
Well, we're just hearing news of this in the last 15 minutes or so, so we're trying to verify exact details. I'm just getting some video sent to me now. It does look like, again, very similar scenes to what we saw in Kunduz last Friday, Sammy. Ambulances, casualty count at the moment unconfirmed, but it does seem that there are casualties. Kandahar is in the south of the country. This is really Taliban heartland, the seat of power of the Taliban. From what we understand, this explosion happened in or near a Shia mosque. We're trying to verify exact details at the moment. It's just breaking news, as you mentioned. But certainly it's a concern. We have a pattern, it seems. Last Friday, again, a Hazara minority Shia mosque in Kunduz targeted with ISIS-K suicide bomber who managed to enter the mosque, detonate himself and kill over 60 people. And now it seems we've had another explosion during Friday prayers on a Friday in a mosque, Shia mosque, this time in the south in Kandahar. But we will, of course, bring you more details once we get them confirmed as to what exactly happened and how many casualties there are believed to have been.
All right. And obviously not a good start to Friday there. We're also hearing reports of a Taliban operation underway against ISIL. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, the Taliban confirming that they have managed to destroy a key Taliban, a key ISIS-K, ISIS in Afghanistan hideout in Mazar-e-Sharif. This is in the north of the country. So it's obvious that there is a concerted effort, campaign underway by the Taliban to target ISIL-K areas. I think it was interesting. 2 days ago, we had a press conference by the spokesperson from the Interior Ministry. And beforehand, Sammy, we've been interviewing members of the Taliban. I interviewed the head of Kabul security just a couple of days ago. And they've always maintained that the ISIS-K threat is under control, that they have it sorted. It was interesting. 2 days ago, the Interior Ministry spokesperson giving a message to Taliban fighters to look inward, saying, if you feel that anyone could be an ISIL-K operative within your ranks, he needs to be reported. And then saying that they will be held to account under Sharia law, they will be held to account under treason, and that the entire unit, including the commander, will be dissolved. So there is an admittance now that the infiltration by ISIS-K of Taliban ranks could be a problem. But certainly, yes, we've seen a concerted campaign over the last couple of weeks of Taliban trying to, you know, clamp down on the issue. But the problem is, Sammy, like Syria and Iraq, what we saw in the past in terms of geography, ISIS-K here operates more in terms of a sleeper cell mode. So far harder, I think, to deal with. But certainly a message from them, Taliban always playing the security card, saying that they can maintain, the only ones that can maintain security here. And this is challenging that.
All right, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Stephanie Decker.